Are you ready for Kinship Radio's 16th annual Day for Women? Hey, I'm LaDonna Alvarado with Kinship Radio, and every year, this event is one that many ladies look forward to, and our list of mini sessions to pick from is already online at kinshipradio.org. And today, I have the privilege of speaking with mini session leader, Audra Shaneman. Audra, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for letting me do a session.
Of course. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your mini session?
I am Audra Shaneman. I live in New Ulm, Minnesota. I am a mom, an employee, a boss, a creative person. I really enjoy public speaking, and currently I work as a library director in a small rural community. But I really love this conference, and I love that there's a mini session just for anybody. You know, there's one for anybody who has different interests, and I really enjoy that I'm able to take this topic and bring it to the women's conference. I usually feel like I have to go through some things or marinate on it before I can teach anything. And so clearly tells you where I'm at. I get the privilege to talk on women and anger and just focusing on what does the Bible say about anger? It's something we are all really uncomfortable with. And we wish that we could hide it or we could shove it in the closet. But we can't. And I would just rather be real and transparent and go to the scriptures, go to God and get some wisdom on it. There's a ton in the scriptures in the Bible about anger. And we know, we even see that God gets angry. So we know that it's allowed. We know it as an emotion. It's allowed. But the scripture I'm really honing in on is the bottom part of James 1:20 that says, human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
That is amazing. And how great of a topic is this? I mean, the title of your mini session is Good Christian Women Never Get Angry. And I think there are a lot of misconceptions behind anger, emotions, and faith. So with that being said, could you expand a little bit and share your perspective on those misconceptions that we see in society?
So glad you asked. So exactly just what's in the title. Well, good Christian women don't get angry. You know, we don't, if we're a good Christian woman, we would never get angry. We would never, and we would never show it. And that's where kind of a lot of this comes out of is it's okay to be angry. It's what we do with it that makes the difference. And I also want people to think of, you know, if you think of all the mental health issues we're experiencing in our society and something isn't working. And with all this anger, is there a way that we can turn things around for ourselves? And then, you know, when we change ourselves, then we also change the environment around us. And so maybe it is, hey, let's be real and identify and be okay with being angry, but then not staying there and working our way out of that into something else. Because if that anger is going to keep me from giving God what he desires, then I need to think about what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I love the way that you explain that. Audra, could I ask you to pray for maybe the woman who is struggling with anger on a daily basis who might be listening right now?
Yeah, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we love you and we love that you're in our lives. And we say, you are our God and we are your people. And Lord, we want to live lives that give you what you desire. And so, Lord, we just declare our dependence on you and we ask for wisdom. But Lord, right now I pray for the woman who is struggling with anger. And Lord, you see her and you see her situation. You see the temptation to be angry. But Lord, her heart wants to give you what you desire. She's looking at her situation, but she's also fixing her eyes on you. And she's saying, Lord, I could be angry, but I want to respond in a way that glorifies you. Show her in the scriptures. Show her in some way, Lord, show her the path away from that temptation, the path out of that being stuck in anger, Lord. And Father, I pray that any spirit of anger that has infiltrated would be broken in Jesus' name, that she would feel the freedom to get up and walk out of that anger, walk out of that emotion and into something that's more healthy. Lord, it is not your desire that we miss out on anything good from you. And so, Lord, I know that just as you go after a sheep that's lost, you will go find her and you will help her out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today, Audra. And we can't wait to see you at this year's Day for Women happening on May 3rd at Hosanna Lutheran Church in Mankato.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be there. It's always a good time.